going on, y'all? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. That's right. Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are music licensing in the coolest form because we are the coolest. I think y'all could probably tell I got a little more Barry White bass in my voice. It's because I got a little cold, but as we always say, persistence wears down resistance, man. So we always tapped in, fully vested. Doesn't matter. We keep it moving. Can't stop, won't stop, like Diddy say. And it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. We got a lot of dope stuff to talk about. But as always, we're going to get into the word of the day. And I'm going to run it back for this word of the day, man. Today's word of the day is collaboration is greater than competition. I'll say that again. Collaboration is greater than competition. Y'all know that mantra. I live by it. I ride by it. You know, that's my motivator. Collaborating with like-minded people, making sure that the individuals you surround yourself with, they want better for themselves. They're not pigeonholed. They're not stifled. They're not negative. They're not redundant. These are people that are assertive. They go after what they want in a good way, not a negative way, because that's important to realize, too, is that these are people that are driven. And that's what you want to surround yourself with, collaborate with those people to achieve your goals. And that is the word of the day. But for today, we're going to talk about a pretty good topic that I talked about with a couple of my friends, and I was thinking about it for a while. So I was like, you know, we want to talk about the state of female hip hop. I think that that's a very good conversation that we should talk about and dive into it. It's a think piece. So this isn't really music licensing per se, but I think for a lot of female rappers that want to get into music licensing, this might benefit them. The stuff that we're going to talk about and discuss. So let's get into it. So there's a lot of new female rappers that are out lately. I don't know if a lot of you guys are too privy to this or not, but a lot of the lyrics have been pretty underwhelming, to be honest with you. There are some female rappers out that I do think they got some bars, that they're doing their thing, that are new, not necessarily have been around for very long, but some of them got some dope lyrics, and some of them not so much, right? Some of them I kind of feel like the content has gotten very redundant. I'm going to pull up something here just so we can kind of hear some of these lyrics. So let's see. For example, it says, I chase a bag. Any nigga I fuck with gonna run his mouth and brag. Let's see. Then we got, let's see. I'm out of town thugging with my rounds. My coochie pink, my booty hole is brown. It's crazy. Where the niggas? I'm looking for the hoes. Quit playing, nigga. Come suck a bitch toe. You know, it kind of just it kind of keeps going in that direction with the lyrical content. So I was listening to a couple songs the other day, and I was very underwhelmed by the content, and I started to think about trends. And I think a lot of times what we got to realize is that music labels, in case anybody didn't realize this, but they are in the business of making money, right? So it's not so much that the music is at the forefront for a lot of labels. It's about making money. So you can have the dopest rapper in the world, right? She could be a fire rapper, but if she's not selling like other female rappers, then a lot of times they go back to the drawing board and they say, all right, well, what's a prototype that we could follow? It's basically like kind of like a factory, right? It's like, all right, we want these female rappers to look like this and to talk like this because that's going to sell records just like that other prototype did, right? So I think for starters, we kind of need to assess, like, what is originality? When I was coming up, I got a lot of record deals in the beginning of my career, but being original in hip hop was something that was championed and something that meant a lot. So that meant that in order for you to get a deal, for the most part, like a label or A&R, they saw something that was unique about you, whether that be your cadence, whether that be your intonation, your connotation, whether that be your voice, whether that be your story. So I think like a lot of times now that's gotten pretty convoluted. And it's just about shock value and trends. So a label will sign you as an artist now just because you might have had like a viral song. Not even because like you're dope per se, right? Because let's keep it basic. Like, I mean, I'm a lyricist. I know a lot of y'all listen to lyricists. A lot of this stuff is like Cat in the Hat. I feel like Dr. Seuss wrote a lot of these lyrics. It's so underwhelming to the point it's like basic cable at this point. You know what I'm saying? And even like, you know, when you look at the state of it, and I don't want people to feel like I'm targeting female rappers, because I'm not. I love female rappers. I mean, there's some extremely dope, talented female rappers. Shout out to Rhapsody. Me and Rap did a track that was dope for one of my projects. So shout out to her. Shout out to Ninth Wonder. There's a lot of dope female artists out there. So in no way, shape, or form am I taken away from them. Because it's whack. Male rappers just like the females. They talk about the same dumb shit, right? Like, look, whatever happened to Slim Jesus, right? This kid, like, he came and went as quick as, right? Like, that's just what it is. But, you know, this think piece is about female rap because I feel that there's so many talented female rappers that don't get heard, right? Like, and I feel like for our era, like, you know, I'm an 80s baby, but, you know, 90s hip hop, all these things. Like, even though we had ratchet, ignorant hip hop, for every ratchet female rapper that we had something to balance the scales, right? So whether that be a Lauryn Hill or whether that be like a Bahamadia, there was always some type of female rapper that would get pushed as well. So, you know, Lauryn Hill got a hell of a push. You know, she was super talented. Her talent spoke volume. So I think that that's what we need to start doing as well. Is like, we can't expect the labels to try to make that a factor when it comes to lyrical content, because they don't give a damn about that. What they care about is money, right? So if you're saying something that's shock value, because a lot of this is shock value, even though after a while it begins to become redundant. It's like, I mean, how many times can you talk about your pussy? I mean, it gets old, right? Like, it's not, first time you hear it, it's like, whoa. Second time, it's like, whoa. Third time, it's like, all right, like, what are we talking about? So I think that for the artists, especially female artists, like nowadays, I would say just dare to be different, dare to be bold. Don't become redundant talking about the same things as everybody else, because you're never going to stand out. If anything, it's just going to put you in the same, I guess, space as these other female rappers. You know, like the content, like I said, is very underwhelming. And I think it's all about balance too. Like, I think artists should realize, especially in today's day and age, how much power you have. I think that once artists realize how much power they have, they can take it back and they can take control. So I say that to say is that, you know, you can make any type of music that you want. You have the ability to record the content, to release it yourself, and you don't need a major label. Like, at the end of the day, if you get that machine behind you and they believe in you, so be it. But don't feel that you have to be a slave to a record label in order to succeed, especially in today's day and age. You can record it, mix it, master it, have it done yourself, produce fully, distribute it, and a song take off, right? So I would just say that to all the female rappers out there, you know, just be mindful of your content. Now, if that's you and that's what you represent, then so be it, right? But I think that there needs to be more. I think it needs to be different layers to it. It's like eating, right? It's like every day, you can't have pizza and burgers every day. You're going to kill yourself. High cholesterol, hypertension, you're going to have a stroke, you're going to be all messed up, right? And that's what music is doing to a lot of people. Like, they don't want to talk about it, but, you know, it's a spiritual component to it, right? Why is it that you can listen to music and it can change your mood, right? You can listen to a sad song and the next thing you know, you start going down memory lane and you're thinking about sad things, depressing things. Or you can listen to an upbeat song, push you in a good mood, right? And it's like, oh shoot, like you start to catch a vibe. So there is a spiritual element to music, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. That's just the reality of it, right? Music can set the tone for your day. Music can set the tone for just your mood in general. So I think, you know, artists should yield that power wisely. And it's all about balance. Like I said, I keep saying balance because that's so true. It's like you can't have junk food all the time. You can't have trash music all the time, right? You need to have a proper balanced diet when it comes to not only life in the literal sense, but music as well. So, you know, that's pretty much just what I want to leave with people. You know, the state of female rap, it is kind of underwhelming. I think that we should have more balance, more artists being pushed to the forefront that have something else to say. Instead of this agenda, I feel it's like lately to just push one type of female rapper that always talks about her pussy, always talk about sex, you know, that narrative. I mean, it's so much more to women, so much more to what they can bring to music, as opposed to just pushing that agenda. So, you know, that's a little think piece for y'all, a little food for thought. Comment below what y'all think. If you agree, if you disagree, right? I love to hear about it. What female rappers are you currently listening to that you like? You know, ones that I love, like I said, Lauryn Hill. I love Bahamadia, Queen Latifah, MC Light. Growing up, even Foxy, right? Foxy would talk spicy sometimes, but she had some bars too at the end of the day. So, you know, I had a couple of dope female rappers. Shout out to Rhapsody. Like I said, she's dope. So comment below. You know, let me know what y'all thinking, what y'all feeling. You know, Sync Music Mondays. And as always, peace.